With SDPB News, I'm Jackson Dirks. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's website says there will be no benefits issued for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, beginning in November if the government shutdown hasn't ended. That has some food banks worried about the impact on recipients in South Dakota.
If there's anything that's keeping me up at night right now, it's the 75,000 people who utilize SNAP in our state.
That's Lori Dykstra, CEO of Feeding South Dakota. She calls the prospect of her organization and its partners serving 75,000 additional people, quote, nearly impossible.
If they are unable to get their EBT cards reloaded in a couple weeks, they're going to turn to the Charitable Food Network, and we do not have enough food to meet that gap. For every one meal a food bank provides, SNAP provides 9 meals.
She says they're already struggling to keep up with the current demand before this issue. According to Feeding South Dakota, the state's food insecurity rate has risen 24% since 2019, calling it the highest rate in state history. Dykstra says a host of factors play into that.
Prices at the grocery store are higher, and there's some, you know, there's housing and daycare and other things that are adding to this. But what I think sometimes is a misperception is that people aren't working. And we know that there's about 70% of the people who utilize our services have a working person in their household.
She says the highest areas of need are in rural and tribal communities. Dykstra says those areas have to stretch their electronic benefits transfer or EBT cards because there isn't widespread access to big box stores or reduced priced items. On October 24th, the Standing Rock Reservation called a state of emergency over the loss of potential benefits like SNAP due to the government shutdown. Earlier this month, Crow Creek Sioux Tribal Chairman Peter Lenkeek also stressed the importance of protecting SNAP to the USDA. Although SNAP is funded federally, states are in charge of administering the funds. According to the Department of Social Services, the state disbursed $14.76 million in September for SNAP benefits, or a little under $400 to each household. South Dakota hasn't said if it would fund SNAP past November 1st if the shutdown continues. South Dakota Mines computer science professor Nirmali Thakkar's accolades include over 120 citations of his most recent research paper and the creation of an unbeatable tic-tac-toe game. Now, as SDPB CJ Keene reports, he wants to use the power of artificial intelligence to directly improve lives.
AI and massive data collection efforts are among the most powerful and controversial aspects of modern high-tech industries. However, Thakkar says a philosophy from his PhD mentor motivates him to look for the good in the burgeoning field.
Research is not just about writing papers. Research is about your opportunity to create a system, framework, program that not just leads to a paper that people listen to at a conference, but that has the potential for advancing our knowledge and understanding in computer science and humanity.
Despite this, AI and data collection come with ethical concerns Thakkar says must be wrestled with.
The potential is significant, but at the same time, it is also crucial to develop AI in a responsible way such that the applications of intelligence impact humanity in a positive way, improve our quality of lives, and the future of human-AI collaboration can create a positive environment for both humans and AI to interact, live, and grow together.
For example, an application that can tell the difference between a serious fall and someone lying down in bed.
Let's say at 11 p.m. in the night, the sensor detects somebody lying down. Lying down posture doesn't necessarily equate to falls. But if the same person is detected at 11 p.m. lying in the restroom, that is an emergency. So this is the integration of environmental context, which differentiates a normal daily routine behavior, sleeping, versus an emergency behavior where an AI can provide intervention.
Thakkar's latest program, Emotional Detours, helps AI learn from setbacks like a false fall alarm to foster a better environment for both individuals and communities moving forward. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
As the ongoing federal government shutdown has thousands of people furloughed and benefit programs up in the air, local organizations say they're prepared to close that gap. The Community Connection Center and Feeding Vermilion will continue to serve Southeast South Dakota despite the shutdown. This comes as SNAP benefits are due to expire November 1st unless a compromise is reached in Congress. The Community Connection Center is entirely funded by individual and business donations, and Feeding Vermilion reminds the public that $1 buys over 5 pounds of bulk food. Another South Dakota rural advocacy network is calling on the congressional delegation to put farmers and ranchers first as the Trump administration plans to quadruple beef imports from Argentina. Dakota Rural Action member and Dual County cattle producer Roger Savek says, quote, "This is not in the best interest for South Dakota farmers and ranchers." Grant County rancher and Dakota Rural Action member Christopher Hicks agrees, saying, quote, "The priority for imports over real support for local producers may do more harm than good." The president's response to criticism was posted on social media, saying the only reason cattle ranchers are doing well is because of the tariff battle he initiated upon his reelection. Two international universities have joined the Sanford Children's Genomic Medicine Consortium. Stellenbosch University in Cape Town, South Africa, and the Dunedin School of Medicine in New Zealand are the latest members of the International Children's Medicine Group. The group of hospitals, medical universities, and research universities seek to change pediatric healthcare via genetics and genomics. Genomics is a study of a person's genomes, which is the complete set of DNA. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks, and that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. And as always, thanks for listening.